Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of landing,
how's the proud dad doing?
Okay. Can I have a moment?
Of course.
You guys, we were just talking about taking off.
Would you guys?
Now we're talking about landing.
Would you guys mind?
Have it.
Okay.
Take it.
Last night I left the show at 5 o'clock, and my mom and I went out to Warrensburg, Missouri, and I could not be more proud. Maya last night, at 19 years old, took off and landed a plane all by herself.
Solo flight. First one.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Here it is.
Oh my gosh. We're airborne. Go, baby, go. Oh, wow. All right, let's bring it back down to the ground.
Okay.
All right, we're done now. Land.
That was cute.
That was fun. That was good.
That was cute. Everything was very interesting. Let's get it back down to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. What a proud dad moment.
Oh, my God. I was so excited.
Don't you love it when your kids do things you never did? You know what I mean?
Couldn't even dream of doing.
Right, when they outperform us. You look at her at 19 years old, and it's like, who are you even?
You're better than me.
Yes.
Isn't that the goal?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh, 100%.
Sam, it is the goal. That's exactly right.
And there will never be a prouder day in your life when you realize that they're doing so much better than you are.
So she taxied. Check that. Let me backtrack. She did three landings with her instructor, Austin, who's a great guy.
They call those PIC solos, pilot in command.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then on the third one, she lands and he gets out of the plane, right? And I'm like, oh God, oh God. And then she taxis to the end of the runway. And then you don't even see the plane. I mean, it's over a little hill, right?
Okay.
And so she goes down over this little hill and then you hear, and then you see the plane come up.
How'd that go again?
That ground speed.
You do that really well.
Thank you. Thank you. And then you're just like, and it was my mom. My mom was there. Sarah, Shonda, and her best friend was there. And God, just to watch that plane go down the runway and then it takes off. And you know that there is no one in that plane other than your kid. There is no certified flight instructor.
Yeah.
She's on her own.
No safety net.
No. And I was like, please do not poop in your pants. Please, whatever you do, do not poop in your pants.
You or her?
Me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, both.
Well, both. Yeah.
Now, Scott, I asked you before the show if you shed a tear, and you told me no.
I did not.
Will you be honest? Did you?
I did not shed a tear.
Did you want to?
No, Sam,
proud tear. I'm not making fun of
you. No, no. I was just proud. I was so proud. And I was blown away. Literally blown away. This kid is doing something I could not do.
Yeah.
And that makes all the difference.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah, and you can't even put it into words. You can't describe what that feeling is. You just, I mean, it's affirmation for you, you know.
No, it is.
No. If you were a lousy dad, she wouldn't be where she is.
Oh, stop.
No. I mean, that's why we're here, you know.
It means you did at least one thing right.
I made her.
Yeah, and there's that too, but yeah, it's wow. I didn't screw you up beyond belief. You know, I actually did make it through this, and now,
oh,
yeah, and when you watch him excel,
it was just. I mean, and I don't mean to gush so much, and forgive me.
No, you should.
But let me see. Here we go. This is actual voice recording from her in the
pit.
Student pilot solo. She had to say that at the end of every one. Student pilot solo.
Now, the age-old tradition is that after the first solo flight, they cut off a piece of the back
that
of
is
their
correct.
T-shirt.
That, did you not know this?
No.
Okay, so that is correct, Sam. Thank you for bringing that up. She had to wear a white T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of every first solo flight, you come in, you go into the hangar, and they cut off the back of your shirt.
And do what with it?
They sign it.
Oh, okay.
And date it.
And date it.
Yeah.
And say, you know, you were on flight 461, and that was her airplane was 461. So they wrote 461, they signed it, and dated it as this is your first solo flight.
And what do they call that?
I have no idea.
Clipping your tail feathers.
That's right.
Oh.
Clipping the tail feathers.
Oh,
that's right.
That's cool.
It's a big day.
So listen.
Yeah, 461
turning downwind left solo.
Student pilot solo.
Student pilot solo.
I mean,
solo.
She put a little something on that, too. It was like, student pilot solo.
Oh, you could hear the smile
right.
on her face. Oh, yeah. Permission to buzz the tower.
Oh, it was a great day.
Negative Ghost Rider, their pattern is full.
The pattern is full. John Grayson, filling in for Dana Wright, 913-586-7798. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. Michael Mackey joining us just off his trip to Aruba.
Aruba?
Aruba. Coming in hot.
Oh, is that why we have bad weather today?
Coming in hot at 3 o'clock. Michael Mackey here on Dana and Parks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.